The title of my message is Christians in the Marketplace. But first of all, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask, Lord, that you will open hearts and minds to receive what is going to be spoken here this morning. I ask, Lord, that you'll soften hearts, that they'll be receptive, that the words, Lord, will come from me only what you have that they're going to receive. We just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So, Christians in the marketplace. What is a Christian? Okay. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believe on him should not perish and have everlasting life." Okay. So, I need my kitties up here. Anyway. So a Christian is a follower of Christ. So if we believe that Jesus died on the cross, he rose again, and he's in heaven, and forgives our sins, we're a Christian, we're a follower of Christ, okay? In Romans 10, 9, 10, and 13, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You know, when we call on him, Jesus, he's not up here and he's not on his cell phone. He's not on his iPad. He's not searching the internet. He's not on Facebook. Well, he might be on Facebook looking at you. Okay. He's got a lot of pages open on his book, having everybody open on their Facebook. Okay. But anyway, he hears you. Now, what do we do from there? He gave us a great commission. He said in Mark 16:15, he said, and he told them, go into the entire world and preach the good news to everyone. But also in Matthew 7:21, it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Are we doing the will of the Father? In Luke 9:23, he said to the crowd, if any one of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Christ took up the cross for us. 2 Corinthians 5:14, either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. Have you given up your old life to take on the new? We were just talking, kids, about being a Christian. Do you know what a Christian is? A Christian is believing that God died on the cross for our sins. God loved us that much that he gave his only son. He allowed him to be hung on the cross. Okay? So, excuse me, camera guys. Who would like to volunteer that I can come up and lay you on this cross, that I can take these nails and this hammer, whatever it is, it's out of your shop, and that I can nail it into your hands and your feet? Would anybody like to volunteer? Any of you kids? I think you would fit good on this cross. I guess not. Can you imagine the pain and agony that Christ went through just by having those nails? Those are little nails. These could be possibly the nails that they used back then. Prior to that, he was whipped. I have no idea what the whip looks like, but they say that they had little things put on the end of the whip, and it tore his flesh on his back. Kids, when you were ever out playing, did you ever stick your finger on a thorn or something on a rose and it hurt, or a pin? Imagine the crown of thorns that Christ was put on his head. I don't think that felt very good. It wasn't a very nice crown. So, we now are a Christian. We have a birth certificate, which I have up here. You may take, you can put your name in it, and when you were saved. And if you want somebody to witness it. That is not real blood, by the way. But there's a drop there that reminds you that Christ shed his blood for you. He carried the cross for us. Now, what we need to do is carry the cross for him. Don't think it's just a piece of paper. You know, the pastor talks about we are now DNA. We have his blood. We have that power to do what we need to do. They went and they healed the sick. They prayed for people. And we can do that today. And I also have up here, if you would grab at the end, a packet of verses that helps us on a daily basis. And the first sheet is the fruit of the Spirit and how our lives should be. The marketplace is where you're at now. You might be called to be a mechanic, a nurse, a pastor, work in a deli, be a at home mom or dad. You might be retired. Wherever you are, children, your marketplace is your school. It's important for you also. Just because your mom and dads are working doesn't mean that being out there is less important than what you have to do in school. So, God had 132 public appearances. 122 were in the marketplace. 52 parables that Jesus told. 45 had a workplace content. Of 40 miracles that took place in Acts, 39 were in the marketplace. He didn't hide. He couldn't speak to people. He couldn't be who he was if he went into the mountains all the time and just was by himself. He was in the marketplace. He was where people were. When he drug the cross, he drug it through the marketplace where people were. He went through the marketplace. We might struggle in our work marketplace, but we have God that we can look to and help us in our marketplace. The pastor comes up, usually Sunday mornings, and he prepares for his marketplace. He prepares to come up and bring forth what God has showed him that he should share with the congregation on that day. We should do no less to carry our cross. We should do no less than get up in the morning, put away our phones, our iPads, and sit down and say, okay, God, thank you, Lord, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for taking me into this day. Prepare me to go into the marketplace. Prepare me to say the things that I need to do. Prepare me, Lord Jesus. There's going to be things that come my way that I just only need your help to handle. I just need to be a light for you. I need to say the right things. I need to act the right way and respond the right way. We need to start our day out. We can't do it without him. We need to take our time. Get up a little extra early. Spend your time with him. (Clears throat) Jesus said in John 5:19, so Jesus explained, "I tell you the truth, the Son of God can do nothing by himself. He does what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does." We should be asking God, "Lord, I only want to do what I see you doing." What do we see him doing? Children, do you see Jesus fighting with your friends at school? Do you see Jesus lying? No, it's right. So you shouldn't be fighting with your brothers and sisters. You shouldn't be fighting with those at school. You shouldn't be saying, "No, this is mine, that's mine." You need to share. When Jesus took and he had went out to pray, Jesus went out and prepared. He went out and searched God. He had to get away from the marketplace. With all that stuff going around, we cannot concentrate and just, you know, focus and say, "Jesus, be with me." Jesus went out into the mountains, but then a crowd followed him. And they were there for a long time and they got hungry. What did they have out there? Did they have a full course meal and a diner out there that everybody could go eat at? Do you remember what they had out there? They had loaves, a few loaves, and fish. So instead of Jesus was hungry, he went and he took that couple loaves and those fish and he went off to the side and he ate, right? Absolutely not. He went and he blessed it and it multiplied and he fed the multitude. He shared. So when your brother or sister is playing with something, it's not worth fighting over. It's not worth taking that piece that's in you. When you're fighting at home and you're come up with a disagreement with your husband or your wife, is it worth it? You didn't shut the door. You didn't turn the light off. Is it worth it? You know, just try and it is worth it. When we're in our marketplace, we have to let our lights shine. So what type of light are we going to be? Okay, we've got that light. We've got this light. I can't even see that up there. Can anybody see that light up there? Are we going to be a light? That one? We can let our lights really shine. Okay. So when we let our light shine, our lights shine mostly by how we are living. Are we joyful? Are we gossiping? Are we getting upset when our fellow coworker asks us to do something? Are we doing things without murmuring and complaining? Are we yelling at our children without and not disciplining them in love? Do you know that you need to bring up a child in the way he should go? If you don't show your child love, how are they going to go out and show love out in their marketplace? They're our next generation. They could be our next pastor, our next missionaries. We have to be careful how we act if somebody takes the parking place that we intended to go into. We need to have peace. We need to learn not to let aggravation take us over. And it's hard. We're humans. But we have Jesus, the power of God, that can come and help us. We need to show forgiveness. If people have done something to us, it is important to forgive. Do you know that is part of the Lord's Prayer? Do you know that we can go to hell and not realize that because we haven't asked forgiven people? It sounds like a lot, but we can. It says, "Lord," it said, "Lord, Lord," and he might not know you. We need to make sure our hearts are right. We need to be consumed by that Holy Spirit every day. get rid of judgments. Let's not judge people. He didn't judge us. He loved us. Be passionate toward God. Be passionate out in your workplace. Let people around you see the difference. What happened that the people are running to ISIS? What are they finding in that that the church doesn't show? Because we are lax. We are not doing what God intended us to do in the marketplace. We can't hide. We need to be that light. We need to be that word. And 90% of our Christian walk is by how we live. Let's not walk around with a droopy spirit. Let's not walk around and gossip and have what the world has. What are we going to do different, and put aside the old and start with the new? The church. The church isn't like we talked about, just this building. The church is the individual people. It's not just the responsibility of you in here being a church. It's also out there. If you know people out there that go to church, you need to talk to them and say, you know what? We have to make a difference in the world. I listened to a Bill Weiss, 23 Minutes in Hell. He's a Christian, but God took him to hell for 23 minutes. If you look it up on the internet, you need to listen to it. It's nothing that you want to go. I don't want anybody to go there. You want to live in heaven or do you want to burn in hell? First of all, retool, rethink. Retool what you're doing to make sure your life is right. Then, you know what? Relaunch. Now you need to relaunch to the world in your marketplace to make sure that you are being a Christian and spreading his word, that they don't end up in here either. You know what he said that got, what got him the most was when he was thrown into prison, and he has scripture for everything in the Bible that he went through. But he got out of this prison after the demons had thrown him up against the wall. He felt like every bone in his body broke. And there's no mercy. He said, there's no mercy. Those demons don't care. They shred his skin, his flesh, and you don't die there. But when he was able to get out of the prison and he got outside there, all he heard was screaming, screaming of people in the fire. But you know what he used? He said billions. There's billions of people already in a place where there's no mercy because they weren't talked to. It is up to those around you whether they accept Jesus in their hearts. But it's our responsibility to make sure that how we live and how we talk and how our light is, that we can be a light to those around us, that we could possibly have them avoid going to hell. It isn't something that we need to take lightly. Jesus is coming, and we've heard that for a long time. But we need to show that love. That people aren't running to something out there where there's no love. Who wants to go around with a bomb on them and say, if you do this, you know, it's for the good and affect that many people's lives? That's not what it's about. We're going to go through things. It's not going to be an easy road. It wasn't an easy road for Jesus. But he'll get us through. But you know what the best part is? We have an end. We have a great end. So as Christians in the marketplace, you have a responsibility. If you're a Christian, you're following Christ. Spend time with him. Change. Sit and think, what can I do? Rethink in your life. What can I do to change? What do I need to show those people around me that I am truly a Christian? that there is truly something different in the church. You know, God had anointed. He sent Elisha, and he instructed him in 1 Kings 19:16 to anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, to be king of Israel, and to anoint Elisha to be prophet. Okay, a prophet's a preacher. You know, Pastor Nathan, Pastor Brad, Pastor Elwood, they were anointed to be preachers. There's others out there. Okay, we are preachers. We should go out but not to that point. We are anointed to be kings. Kings were in the business world. We're in the business world. Children, you are your business world is your school. You need to show those children around you that by Jesus being in your heart, there's something different and they want to be there. They want to be like you because you have Jesus in your heart. If you hear somebody, a child talking about, well, mom or dad, you know, told me to clean up my room and I didn't, and I lied to him and I told him that I did. You need to correct them and say, you're not supposed to be lying. You need to obey what your mom and dad says. The Bible talks about obeying your parents. That's part of your being a Christian. Obeying what the Bible says. Parents, are you praying with your children? Are you reading the word to them? Or are you letting it up to one day in Sunday school? Every day before they head out, before they start their day, take the time and pray with them. It doesn't matter how old they are. They're your responsibility. They were given to you by God. Just like it is our responsibility in the workplace, in our homes, in our marriages, to be Christ-like. I would like, first of all, and if anybody doesn't know Christ in their hearts, to come up and that we can ask him to come into our hearts. The next thing is, I would like if Pastor Nathan, Pastor Elwood, and Pastor Brad, if you would come up to be anointed to be enhanced, to be used in your marketplace, to give you that anointing from the Spirit of God to go out and be the person that you need to be, somebody different, somebody that is a light that is shining out there in this dark world. You know, you might not see that somebody gets saved and they'll just come to you and say, I want to be saved. The way you act, people are watching. People are watching you. And down the road, you could be the one that has made the difference in their lives. So if you would like to be anointed to go out, to be enhanced, to be a better child in school, if you're homeschooled, to be there with your parents, and with your brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter where you are. You have your marketplace that you're in.